Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello once again. This is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve Begins, the episode that brings you God's work and your plan and a clear perspective. And I pray that your first day of Lent is going well, has gone well, and we enter a new season of Lent as we build up. We build up from go from Ash Wednesday all the way through Easter. This is like 40 days. And I always look forward to this time of year. Probably the other one I look forward to is Advent. And so this is an important year where I can refresh and renew, understand what the meaning of this particular season is. Today I'm going to read from the 17th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 9. Matthew chapter 17, 1 through 9, those who are getting your Bibles, you want to read from the Bible. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud, a voice said, "This is my beloved, this is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus told them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." God's word for the people of God. Now, when I read this, it's ironic, you know, the topic I was going to speak about. They talked about in service this morning. I didn't know they were going to talk about it. So I guess it's kind of a confirmation of, you know, what will be spoken today. It's happened to me before, and it's kind of revealing. Anyway, as we see here, you know, Peter, James, and John went up to Jesus in the mountain. And then they saw Moses and Elijah, and Jesus was talking with them. Now, no doubt only they heard about Moses. They all heard about Peter, James, and John heard about Moses and Elijah. You know, they probably teaching them and taught about it. And Peter was so struck by it. Peter was so struck by it, and Peter is speaking impetuously, as he did from time to time. He was so touched by it, they wanted to build a dwelling for each one of them. Now, the word transfigure, it's a verb. Transfigure is a verb that means transform into something more beautiful or elevated, which is what Merriam-Webster Dictionary says. Now, this was something totally different for them. They had never seen anything like this. Here's Jesus, who is with them right now, talking to people who had lived centuries ago. And it was like crossing a divide. The word trans is a suffix that means to go across or beyond. And I think about our ancestors, that we're all part of our, that we have ancestors. We have ancestors going back many, many hundreds of years. And Jesus had gone again close in the night, and Peter and James and John, they were so shocked. You know, they probably said to themselves, this can't be. But as a person with trans experience, I've gone across the line from one gender identity to another. And trans people know this from experience. You know, they know this with trans figure. They know what it means to go from one identity to another. Male to female, female to male. And I think about the time that I had to cross this divide. Now, was I afraid? Yes, I was. Just like Peter and James and John were. There's a lot of unknown about it. It's something that I never experienced before. But still, it was a divide that I had to cross. It was also a thing that I had never fathomed existing. And I'm sure that Peter, James, and John were just mesmerized by this event. But when the voice came, when the cloud overshadowed them, they heard the voice. I think they just kind of put it back into reality and saying what Jesus was. Not only what Jesus was, you know, and that God was pleased with him. Now, they were fearful. There's no question about that. You know, if I saw any of my ancestors, I'd be the same way. And when Jesus touched them, he said, you know, they saw him, but the only person they saw was Jesus. You know, Moses and Elijah, they were gone. Now, when I go to Rosh Hashanah, I look at that and I say, Jesus ordered them to tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Now, why did Jesus say this? No, at first it wasn't time. It wasn't the time for us to say it. I don't mean from the exact moment. I mean from, you know, there will come a time when things will need to be said or things will need to be done. In my own transition, my transition came in self. I was in self. I was in my mid-50s when I transitioned. Now I had to, you know, eventually I had to tell, you know, when I began my transition, eventually I had to tell some people. I told a few people when the time was right. The timing is very important. Sometimes it may not be the best time, but there is going to come a time. I know some people who are trans listening, they may want to come out, but they don't for safety reasons, family reasons, for many different reasons. And I'm with you. You know, I'm with you. You do what's best for you. Because there'll come a time. The time will come. Now, in the transformation, as when we ask Jesus to come into our hearts, it's a transformation from an old life to a new life, totally different. I remember so vividly when I accepted Christ into my life. The old was passed away, as the scripture says. The new has come, I think. He says that in 2 Corinthians. And it was a whole different world. It was a different world from the old, meaningless world to a different world. It was exciting. I expected a lot of things to happen, a lot of adventures, and there has been plenty of adventures. And one thing I see, another thing I see here is God affirming Jesus as his beloved son. I can think when I was affirmed as a trans person. Now when I accepted myself as trans, I had no problem with that. I didn't feel any shame or anything. I accepted myself. But a few months, a couple of years later, I went to a church and visited for the first time, dressed as a woman. And it felt right. But it was a few months later, I was in another area church was playing, and God affirmed me and confirmed me that I was a transgender child. And it was a wonderful experience. It was a wonderful experience of affirmation and acceptance. And we all go through some kind of transformation, transfiguration. It may not be as dramatic as this, but we all go through it. And as a person, as a child of God, you know, I went through a transformation. That's why I went through from being a non-Christian to a Christian and being transformed as a transgender person. And as we go through Lent, you know, we'll see how important that why Jesus said this to the apostles, to these three apostles. And God will transform your life. And God can change you. And God will affirm you. That's the most important thing. God will affirm you. You know, people may not affirm you. People may not accept who you are. But God does. God loves you as you are. And that's his promise to you. He loves you. He embraces you. He'll help you. Most important of all, his affirmation. His affirmation is perfect. Once you get God's affirmation, you know, you don't need man's affirmation. You know, if you have God's affirmation, you're in good hands. You're in great hands. As you go through this life season, you know, remember that this is a time where we can repent and seek God. You know, understand that this is a time of atonement, a time of reflection, a time of repentance. And in the end, God will affirm you. And I thank you for being here today, and I pray that this will come up. This is Genevieve Gems, and I pray that I'll get together with you once again on our next episode. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.